Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by GlowFX. GlowFX was my first ever brand partnership back in 2017, and they have been my go-to company for my rave gear ever since. I have a ton of their rave diffraction glasses and pixel goggles in my collection, but they are also really well known for their flow toys. They have space whips, levitation wands, gel glove sets, and LED orbits, just to name a few. All of their products are super high quality, and they also come at an affordable price. Again, I have a ton of GlowFX items in my collection, and I love them so much. You guys can click the link down below in the show notes to shop their full collection and use code EMMAK for 10% off your orders. That's code EMMAK for 10% off your orders at GlowFX. Hey there, welcome to Rave Culture Cast, your weekly guide to the EDM community, music festivals, and more, hosted by me, Emma Kapotis. Each week, I'll be covering everything from dance music culture, industry news, trending topics, and festival tips, advice, and reviews. You can also expect to hear stories from ravers, artists, business owners, and more. Tune in every Wednesday for your weekly dose of peace, love, unity, and respect. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Rave Culture Cast, your weekly guide to the EDM community, music festivals, and more. I'm your host, Emma Kapotis. Happy Wednesday, fam. How are we all feeling? All right. I kind of have something new for you today. So if you're new to the podcast, you're going to get this kind of like new formatting, but we're testing it out. We're going to see how it goes. So I woke up this morning and I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden in my head, I just heard fun-sized festival tips. I'm trying not to laugh at myself right now. Literally, I woke up this morning and I was like, fun size festival tips. That sounds fun. Like, let's try that. So I basically want to try doing some shorter, in quotation shorter, because I talk so fucking much, shorter episodes that are like straight and to the point, that are like festival tips. And, you know, I just want you to get as much information as possible in a shorter time. They're going to be solo episodes. So we're going to test it out with this first one, which I think is really important as we go into a very busy festival season here. I wanted to talk about theft at festivals because it's a huge issue. And I am so tired of seeing you guys having your personal belongings and your phones and everything stolen. And there's definitely, especially if you're a new raver or like you haven't even attended your first festival yet, there's things you just don't know yet that you'll get out of experience. And I've experienced things, my friends have, you guys have sent me stories online, I've seen it all. So I am going to be talking about how to protect yourself from theft at festivals today. I'm going to give a lot of tips and advice, all kinds of things you should keep in mind at your next event. And hopefully we can combat this issue together because it is a really big problem in this community. So I'm going to dive right into the action. You guys know the drill. If you enjoy the podcast, rate, review, subscribe. And if you find this episode helpful at the end, I would really appreciate you sharing this with somebody that you think needs to hear this today. So thank you guys so much for doing that. Yeah, let's hop right in. So quickly, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this issue because I'm sure you might have experienced it yourself or a friend has. It's really unfortunate. I've heard every kind of scenario possible. I've heard of people getting their phones snatched out of their hands and somebody running away with them. I've heard of people getting belongings taken out of their pockets, out of their bags. I've heard of bags being cut and items pulled from the bottom of them. I've heard of people catching somebody in the act of trying to steal something out of their bag or pocket, people swiping things off of the floor. Like, any and all scenario has happened, and it's so crazy. But the thing I want you to keep in mind, I know it's like you think that everybody at a music festival is like a good person, but unfortunately there are people who like target festivals and purposely go there to steal like hundreds of phones and wallets, and they just like lurk in the crowd and they're looking for people to prey on. It's really fucked up, but it happens. So that's kind of like what we're dealing with here. So let's dive right into this. Things you want to keep in mind. Before I even get into the tips about theft, I just highly, highly recommend these things. Please back up your phone before a festival. I always do this. I highly recommend it. I've said it a million times before. You just never know if your phone's going to get stolen anywhere. It's not even just at a festival. Keep your phone up to date because God forbid it gets stolen and you don't get it back. At least you have all of your stuff saved and you can upload it to a new phone. So please do that. put passwords on your phone before an event, because God forbid you have no password protection on it and someone just has all of your shit. That would give me nightmares. So put a password on your phone 100%. I would also recommend bringing a second form of ID with you, especially if you are traveling, because God forbid someone takes your wallet and then you don't have your ID, you can't get into the festival the next day. So, you know, print out a copy of it, bring your passport, something along those lines, so you have another form of identification, God forbid that happens to you. So those are the main things I want to get out of the way. Now I'm going to dive into how you can act, like things you can actually do to start combating theft at festivals and pickpockets, and how you can start to protect yourself. Okay, so to dive right into things. So first and foremost, I just want to say, be aware of your surroundings. I know you hear this a lot. You know, it's a huge event, right? There are potentially tens of thousands, if not like 100,000 people, depending on the scale. And you just have to keep your wits about you. You have to be aware of your surroundings. And that doesn't just go for theft. That goes, you know, goes for harassment and things like that. You never know what's going on around you. So really look out for yourself, for your group, and for others. That's what we're all in here together. You know, we're all in this together. You know what I'm saying? So really look out for each other. You know, I'm the rave mom of the group, but I still like to have my fun. And as long as there's somebody who's kind of, you know, keeping an eye on everybody's bags and all that stuff, that's good. But one story I wanted to mention that I've told on, I think I've told it on the podcast. I've definitely mentioned this on my YouTube channel, but I had an experience at EDC Las Vegas in 2019. I was at the Stereo Bloom stage, which I believe was new that year. We were right up in the front, like up against the railing, and it was very dark and it was very foggy and smoky. And there was this guy who came up like to the left of me, and me and my group, we didn't say anything to each other, but we immediately just like all felt very uncomfortable. And this guy just looked super sketchy. He was kind of like not looking at the show. He was just like looking at us, looking at the crowd, kind of just like his eyes just kept like darting around everywhere. And I just very much became like aware of my body and my things. And if you know me, call it women's intuition, whatever, I'm a very, very intuitive person. Like my gut is always right. And I just had bad vibes from this person altogether. And then my friends and I like kind of gave each other the eye, and we kind of just got closer to each other. I had my phone in my front mesh pocket on my hydration pack. I put my hand over my phone and I just like made sure that we were kind of like, you know, keeping an eye on him. And then all of a sudden he just kind of like turned around and booked it and like ran out of there. So we just like were very aware of the people around us, because if somebody's making you uncomfortable, you should very much pay attention to that. But you know, there's a lot of things going on. You might be at a set and you're like totally locked in. You should really kind of like scan the crowd, know who's around you. Like don't be that person who's completely oblivious, if you know what I mean. And then keep in mind the location that you're in. So like I said, if you're in a really dark area or a very dark stage, or it's very foggy and very smoky, if you're near the porta potties and the lighting isn't very good around there and you're alone, you can be a really easy target. Like they're looking for areas like that. So definitely be very careful if you are in an area that's like very dark, because it's just easier for them to pickpocket you. Okay, second thing, probably the most important, keep your personal belongings hidden in pockets or places that are not easy to get in, and that preferably have zippers. I'm talking to you guys, okay? I'm talking straight to my men. If you are wearing sports shorts or any kind of shorts that don't have zippers, do not put your wallet or phone in your pocket. I'm gonna say that again. Guys, if you have normal shorts on that do not have zippered pockets, do not put your phone or wallet in them. It is, you are the easiest people to prey on. And that always, I've had so many friends in and out, a hand is going in and out of your jean, whatever your pockets, and your phone and your shit is gone. Do not put your nice stuff in your pockets. So I highly recommend obviously bringing a hydration pack, or if you have a fanny pack, you want the zippers that face your body so they don't face out. The zippers that face out, put your gum in there, put your Purell in there, put your maybe your diffraction glasses in there. Do not put your belongings in the pockets that face outwards, especially backpacks. This is why I don't have a Camelback or a Vibration. Never, because all of their pockets face the outside. That's what I used to have a Camelback. like, I'm going to obviously mention it. Lunchbox is the way to fucking go. They make an anti-theft hydration pack. Every single feature is perfectly crafted to prevent theft from happening. The zippers are inverted. They're covered. They have little locks on them, little clips, not locks, clips that you can clip in. So I recommend investing in one of those. They are amazing. They've changed the game. You will not have to worry about your stuff the entire event. I've thrown my camera in there, like my nice Canon camera, never had a problem. So definitely think about that. If you do have the bags that have zippers on the back of them, again, what I would recommend doing, because this is what I did when I used to have a Camelback, I would take my credit card and my ID and I would put them in a Ziploc bag and I would shove them in the very bottom of the bag or underneath other stuff so that they were like clearly out of sight. So if you're going to do that, make sure they are like really shoved in there and hidden. A lot of places are cashless now because you just tap your wristband. So I would not bring a ton of cash with you. If anything, I would bring a credit card, not a debit card, because you can always like fight if there are any charges on that if you lose it. But yeah, really cover your items. Go for zipped pockets. Do not have anything out in the open. Again, fanny pack, if you have one, I love, because I like to wear fanny packs to shows in New York City. So what I do is I put my fanny pack like crossbody style and I have it sitting on my chest so it's in front of me in my eyesight at all times. That is a really big thing. Even when I wear my lunchbox hydration pack, I put my phone in the front left mesh pocket. It's really tight, so it's like nice and secure. And like I said, if I ever feel uncomfortable, or actually probably for majority of it, I dance, like I hold the straps. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see, but I put my hands essentially around the straps. So my hand is clasped over my phone. So like I know where my shit is and I know like I'm aware of everything. So I really, really recommend that. Lunchbox also makes basically a new fanny pack, and it's called a snack pack and a sling pack. So if you guys don't want a hydration bag, but you still want an anti-theft fanny pack, they make those now. So I'll leave links to everything. I have codes and stuff if you guys want money off. You're more than welcome to shop through that, but you know, it's up to you. You guys can buy whatever you want. Just make sure you're protecting your stuff. The last thing I will say is a runner's belt. A lot of people do this as well. Highly recommend it. You can get a runner's belt that you wear under your shirt or under your shorts. So then it's really, really hidden. And then you can put your ID, your wallet, cash, like all of that stuff if you have it, and keep it under your clothing. So I think that's pretty much everything I want to recommend about keeping your belongings hidden. I've seen it so many times, guys. Don't keep your phone and your wallet in your shorts pockets that are wide open, and be really careful about your backpacks with pockets facing outwards. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is beware of putting stuff on the floor or putting your stuff down. I have heard so many stories of people saying their bags or hydration packs are swiped off the floor. So whether you're sitting during a set or you're sitting down to eat and say your bag is next to you or behind you and you're distracted for like a second, boom, gone. So if you are going to sit down to eat, if you're going to sit down at a set, put your bag in your lap, have it next to you, have it on top of you, I don't care. But do not like put it down, because you can so easily forget about it. Also, depending on like the headspace that you're in at the time. The other thing I want to mention, when you go up to a food vendor or when you go up to buy a drink, do not put your phone down or your wallet down, because, you know, whatever. If you're drunk, you're high, I don't care. But sometimes you forget where your belongings are. So even if you put your phone down for a second when you go to take your wallet out, somebody can easily swipe that off of a bar top too. So be really, really careful. I always do like a double check after I buy a drink or food. When I like go to walk away, I make sure I have like my license, my credit card, because sometimes things fall out of your bags too, right? So just be really careful when you, you know, don't put things down on the floor or don't put them down next to you, and do not put your wallet or phone down when you go to buy a drink or you go to buy food, unless it's like, you know, 2 p.m., you're 100% sober and you're directly staring at it, then, you know, I trust you guys. Okay, next thing. This kind of falls under be aware of your surroundings, but I gotta say it as a rave mom, please keep your wits about you. Like, I know obviously, you know, some people wanna get fucked up, you wanna do what you wanna do, but as long as you have somebody in your group who is still like coherent and with it and who can be just keeping an eye on everybody, that helps tremendously. But if you look super inebriated, you're such an easy target for a pickpocket. Like, they're looking for people who are easy to prey on. So if you seem completely incoherent, if you are busy filming something and you're not paying attention. Again, guys, like I think it was Babs. Babs, I don't remember if this was your story, but like I've had people say that they were filming with their phone, paying attention to a set, and they've had their wallets swiped right out of their pockets. So just be aware when you guys are doing these things. Like you have no idea that they've heard stories of people who will go up to you and give you a hug, because again, everyone's super friendly and you never know. They'll go to give you a hug and they'll grab your wallet out of your pocket or your bag from behind. It's crazy. Like people actually do this shit. So people can get, I've also another story. People have had their phone snatched out of their hands and then the crook, whatever, will run in the crowd. So that happens too. So like if you're like willy nilly flailing your shit around and you look really incoherent, a guy can come up, grab your phone out of your hand and take off through the crowd. Usually those people get caught, but sometimes they don't. So you just got to be really, really keep your wits about you, you know, try to keep it together in your outward appearance. The other thing I would just say is like, don't put your stuff down, obviously, in a porta potty, because this has happened to one of my friends before at a festival. She went to the bathroom. She was a little fucked up. She put her phone down in the porta potty, like on the soap dispenser thing, and left it in there. And no, that's not like a pickpocket scenario. Luckily, the person who went in after her came out, called her, and gave her the phone, thank God. But somebody else could have easily just taken her phone. So be really careful of stuff like that too. The last two things I want to say, trust your gut. Like I said earlier, if you feel uncomfortable or you get very bad vibes from somebody around you, listen to that feeling and move. Relocate, find another spot, I don't care, but trust your gut if somebody is making you uncomfortable. And if you see something, say something. Like we said, a lot of people catch these like criminals in the act of stealing something and like band together and grab the guy. So be really careful and watch out for people around you too, because you just never know if you could potentially help somebody or save their stuff. And then last but certainly not least, you know, worst comes to worst, you guys can rent a locker. I've rented lockers before. Like say you're like me, like I'm a content creator, so I bring a camera with me. So sometimes if I don't want to hold it anymore because an event is a really long night, I'll go put that in a locker and lock it away for the day. I've left my fanny pack in a locker before. So if you want to keep your valuables safe at night and you don't mind parting with like your phone or your camera or something like that, you can go put it in a locker and then you know that it's safe for the night. Just remember to go get it. So that is an option as well. I mean, a locker is really nice too, even just for merch and stuff like that. Like if you buy a bunch of stuff and you don't want to carry it the whole night, you can definitely go and purchase a locker and put it away in a locker. So that is everything, you guys. This is my short little fun-sized festival tips episode. Really quickly, I have two things to mention for news. So we'll just do that and then we'll wrap this whole thing up. I wanted to mention that Ultra Europe is unfortunately officially canceled. No surprise there. Europe is just taking hit after hit after hit. So again, I just want to stress to everybody in the United States how lucky and grateful we should feel that we have events coming back, because I know it's so easy to jump on the complaining train and complain about different things and this is moving locations and this is happening. We're lucky that we have events, because people in Europe right now do not, and they keep getting canceled. And can you fucking imagine? I feel for everybody in that situation. It's not fun for anyone involved. So Ultra Europe is officially moving to July of next year. And then in positive news coming up very soon, I think about a week and a half, is Tomorrowland's Digital Festival. It's back for a second year in a row. I'm really excited about it. I think I'm going to buy tickets probably to both of the days. It's July 16th and 17th. One of my friends bought tickets to it last year and I went over to her apartment and we watched it and it was so much fun. Like the sets are amazing. They built this entirely virtual world that you can like hop around to the different islands on your computer or on your TV. It's like a fully interactive world. The stage productions look amazing. So if you want to have like just a fun live stream weekend, it's a Friday and Saturday night, like blast these sets, throw a whole fucking at-home rave. I just noticed. Oh, I'm having a housewarming on the 17th. Oh my God. Okay. If any of you guys are listening, we're putting on Tomorrowland's live stream now. Yes. I'm so excited. I literally was going to build like a rave at home anyway. So that's happening. But yeah, you can go on Tomorrowland's site, just go to the digital tab. Passes range from 20 to 50 euro. It's totally worth it. They build an incredible experience, and you know, it's good to support the festival, guys. It was canceled 2 years in a row, so it's totally worth the money. I'm gonna quickly go over the lineup. And so Friday is a smaller event. Friday was less artists, and then Saturday seems to be a little bit more stacked. So it looks like there's two stages on Friday. Main stage, you have Vintage Culture, Vinny Vici, Sunnery James, and Ryan Marciano. Lost Frequencies, Casey Lights, Kolsch, Fede LeGrand, Alan Walker. And then at the Elixir stage, you have Rebuke, Hilo, Charlotte DeWitt, and Adam Baer. Holy fuck, that is so good. Oh my God, a Hilo techno set, bitch. All of these, Adam Baer, Charlotte DeWitt, and Rebuke. Oh my God, do not sleep on Rebuke, you guys. That's happening. I'm buying tickets. Okay, and then Saturday, I think you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 6 stages on Saturday. Main stage is Eves V, Topic, Sam Felt, Robin Schultz, Nicky Romero, Claptone, Armin Van Buren, and Afrojack. So you've got all your heavy hitters. The Atmosphere stage is Tale of Us, Stephen Jolk, and Adriatic. Wow, that's amazing. I'm dying to see Tale of Us live. The Core stage, you have Mind Against, Keen Music, Enrico San Giuliano, Dino Lenny, and Amelie Lenz. More techno. The Cave, you have, this is Hard Dance. They had a really cool stage last year. Coven, Gammer, Fox Stevenson, and Darren Styles. You have Q Dance, also Hard Dance. Sound Rush, Celtic, Headhunters, Datwikas versus Randy, and Anger Fist. Wow. And then the Elixir Club, you've got Cat Dealers, Danny Avila, Mike Williams, Offenbach, Quintino, Tom and Collins, and Vintage Culture. So you got a little bit of house music there. And that's it. So you got a little bit of everything here. Really stacked lineup. That sounds amazing. So I will be buying tickets. I hope to see you guys inside of there. And that's it for today's episode. So please give me your feedback. I really want to hear from you. Let me know what you think of these smaller, fun-sized festival tip episodes. You know, I can talk for a really long time, so I'm going to try to keep these like under 30 minutes long. And I'm going to do a couple more coming up just to get us prepared for festival season. So let me know your feedback, you guys. The Rave Culture Cast community, you can catch us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Discord, on Facebook. You can always shoot me an email, raveculturecast@gmail.com, if you have recommendations for what you want to hear me cover on these fun-sized episodes. And I just want you to be a part of the community. So I hope to connect with you guys there. Again, if you enjoyed this, please share a link with a friend today or make this your Instagram stories and tag at @RaveCultureCast. And last but certainly not least, you guys can shop the Rave Culture Cast merch line. We've got tons of stuff up there. The whole new Plur collection is out, and I hope you guys are enjoying your merch if you've purchased anything so far. A lot of the new Plur line is white, so you guys can tie-dye it, have fun, get creative. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'll be back next Wednesday with a new episode. Bye, guys.